hysterical. We kept calling all these girls at the bar mom, and I don't think they liked it.
So I think if I ever met Cal Ripken Jr., I would just not be able to speak.
I like the people that work at Dunkin' near my house more than I like my mom's side of the family.
Very good looking, like chiseled features, beautiful man, covered in tattoos, super buff.
That's me.
Proceeded, yeah, literally it was you.
Wait, Jess, do you remember when I designated that girl on Bumble for assignment? That was unbelievable, right?
That was the best thing. I think you sent that to me right as I was going to bed, and I popped up out of bed thinking, like, I can't believe he actually did this. It was like a proud mama moment for me.
It really was. It was one of those days where I was just, it was just one of those nah days. Like, I'm not doing this right now. So, yeah, you know, she comes in and says hi, and I'm just like, nope. DFA'ing you.
Yeah.
And never heard from her since. But we'll get into a little bit of social media and social dating apps and all that stuff a little bit later. Talk about that. Alex Koloje, FanRag Sports. We're back at Moonshots. And I'm here with my lovely colleague and co-host, Jess Kleinschmidt. Jess, how are you?
I'm fabulous. How are you?
I'm good. And you have something to kind of tell us. You have some good news that transpired over the last week. Yeah?
Yeah, I accepted a position with MLB.com, writing for the Cut 4 site. Literally my dream came true. And this is my second day, my second full shift, and I feel like I just am the happiest I've been in a very long time. It just feels like this is where I'm meant to be. And everybody there is wonderful. People that, you know, I've worked alongside colleague-wise over the last few years. I call my coworkers, and everybody just phenomenal and great and hilarious and loves baseball and as much as I do, if not more. And it's just been a great opportunity I've been given. So I'm very, very happy.
Great. Yeah, we're going to talk a lot about baseball today. We actually have a lot of baseball-related segments today. And the first one comes in wake of the Bryce Harper, Hunter Strickland thing that kind of made me think of this one. And for those that are unaware about what happened on Memorial Day when Bryce Harper charged the mound after Hunter Strickland threw at him, it kind of got me thinking, like, how would I fare in a fight if I either charged the mound or somebody charged at me? And so we're going to talk about who we fear most in MLB or in sports in general. Jess, if you were in a dark alley at 1 a.m. just walking home, like, who would you not want to see athlete-wise, like, in a dark alley?
So the reason why I thought of this person was he obviously has a reputation of kind of being, you know, rude and mean. And I've never personally met him, but, you know, there was a couple of fights with the Dodgers last year where he really showed his true colors, and that was Mark McGwire. And if you look at him during a couple of these, like, clear the bench, you know, brawls over the last couple of years, he just looks so livid. And so just to see him, like, he was probably, you know, I mean, he's from the old school days where they probably got in fights all the time, but it wasn't, you know, televised as much, or it was probably, you know, when the unwritten rules were more came to surface than the actual written rules. So I could see him being scrappy for sure. I know you and I have discussed this next person, and we would never want to get on his bad side, but he's one of the types of guys where if you're his best friend, he'll go to the end of the world for you. But if you're on his bad side, you're kind of screwed, and that's Josh Donaldson.
Yeah.
Him too, though. But Josh Donaldson, like, I feel like if you ever got him mad, your life would be over. Not just because of, like, him physically, but I feel like he could like, you know, ruin you, like, emotionally, I feel.
I had the right first name. I don't know why I said Reddick, but yeah, Donaldson for sure. I feel like if he gets mad, he is mad. Like, you do not want to, you don't even want to, like, talk to him. He'll kill you.
Right, and I feel Jose Altuve could be scrappy too.
Wow,
I feel like he would be very.
Come on, Jess.
Yeah, but you have to remember, small people like me, we have to, like, adjust. We may not be the strongest, but, like, we will wind you. You know, you get winded trying to chase after us.
You were on such a good roll, too. I thought those were two great picks, and you come here with Altuve. If I saw Altuve in a dark alley, I'm laughing. I'm going right through him. I'm walking down the alley. I think when you grow up smaller,
yeah, he's a sleeper. When you grow up small, like, you're constantly having to defend yourself. Napoleon syndrome is real. So I think one day, once you get past the Napoleon syndrome, you just kind of, or maybe he's just great with words. I don't know. I just feel like he'd be really scrappy, or he'd just outrun you.
Damn.
Like, he could outrun you.
Love it. Okay, I'm coming around to it, whatever. Don't fear him, but I could see where you're coming from for that. Good, sneaky, bold pick. One guy that I do not want to ever see in my life, whether it's in a dark alley or in any place in public, because I fear for my life, and that's Dellen Betances.
Yeah.
6'8" and like 270, just like chock full of muscle. Like, he could be an edge rusher in the NFL, but he's scary, and he, like, TV kind of skews like how people look, because I've even seen Clayton Kershaw in person, and he's a monster. He's like 6'4", like 230.
Yeah.
He's like
when they're hanging out with people their own size, they don't look as big.
Yeah, exactly. But Betances is like the only person that I see on TV, and I'm like, it's nightmare fuel. So that's like, that's my number one. He's like on the pinnacle of my, who I do not want to ever see mad or in a dark alley list. But my number two, and this is kind of an out-of-the-box one, but still kind of fearful, that's Michael Morse, only because he is just absolutely yoked. I mean,
yeah.
When I was coming out of when I was playing travel ball when I was like 12, like, some of the scouts used to compare me to Michael Morse because they were like, dude, he's going to be stacked and like have these wide lats. And I was just like, yeah, probably. But still, like, not really a fearful guy, but he's got that diesel body that if he's in a tank.
Yeah, I feel like he's like a gentle giant, but if you got on his bad side, he'd be able to defend himself for sure.
Yeah, he's for sure one of the more underrated, like, damn, that guy's yoked. Like, I don't ever want to, you know, be caught talking to his wife or his
He was
daughter.
In the middle of the Bryce Harper situation.
Yeah, yeah.
He got a concussion from it.
Exactly,
so.
Exactly. Like, if you're on the Nationals and you're about to get into that brawl, like, you're looking for Morse, and you're like, I'm staying far away from him. I'll go fight, you know, I'll go fight Denard Span or something. I'll go fight Kelby.
Right.
I'll go fight Kelby Tomlinson. But don't bring up Morse, because the guy's stacked. He's one of my favorite players in the league, only because he's just, his forearms are packed, and I don't know, he looks like he just takes care of his body. I respect the hell out of it. But so those are people that we don't ever want to fight, and let's kind of tone it down a little bit, because I'm getting kind of scared thinking of Dellen Betances giving me a haymaker right to my face. Let's talk about baseball food a little bit here, Jess, because it's one of the things that we actually haven't talked about. We've talked about baseball a lot, and we've talked about different...
Weird.
Yeah, no, right? Different related baseball things, and we talk about food a lot, but let's combine the two and talk about ballpark food. And I want to know what your go-to is, or what you have to have at ballparks, because nowadays, like, some of these MLB parks are getting really, really exotic with their foods, but you always have your traditional stuff, and I want to get your opinion on what you go for when you're at the ballpark.
Well, I'm a weird person. Like, if I go to a barbecue and there's hot dogs and hamburgers, I'll go for a hot dog. I've always loved hot dogs. So, like, if I were to have, like, my standard thing, it would be the hot dogs, and then Courtney really got me into Red Vines. And I drag her to games, and she's just happy with her Red Vines. And I noticed, like, I can't stop eating them, and, you know, and they're just fun to, like, take pictures with and, like, drink your margaritas out of if you're acting immature and stuff like that. So that's probably my go-to. But, like, I haven't been able to – I can't remember last time I, like, went to a game for fun. And here's kind of a humble brag. They take care of us in the press box.
Oh, yeah.
They give us some great food. So I can't remember the last time I've had, like, not only – sit and watch a game, but to have to pay for anything as far as food wise. But, you know, it's a hot dog for me. It's Red Vine. Sometimes I go crazy and get like a $20 beer if I'm feeling a little out of it and
little
stuff like that. But a little foo-foo, yeah. And then I love sunflower seeds too, but I can really only have them if I'm at a game, because, like, I can't stop, like, once I start that kind of scenario. So that's probably a go-to. But, like, I forget what the traditional thing is these days, because, like you mentioned, everything's, like, on steroids. They have, like, the 12-foot hot dogs and, like, the ginormous, you know, ice cream in a huge helmet filled to the brim with brownies and all kinds of stuff. And so you forget, like, what the actual great thing is. So if you can find, like, a good hot dog at a good spot, like, you have it made, I feel.
Yeah, yeah. It's kind of crazy that about a decade ago it was just hot dog, French fries, ballpark pretzels, and then, like, Dippin' Dots. And now we have fried grasshoppers, bacon-wrapped hot dogs wrapped in a hamburger, wrapped in a quesadilla. And, yeah, and, I mean, I'm all for it. I'm a foodie. I like seeing that stuff on Twitter. There are certainly things that I look at, and even I can't.
I think it's great. I think it's great for baseball. I really do. I think it's really great.
I do, too. But here... For me, spoiler alert, I'm guilty as charged when I say this. I don't buy food when I'm at games only because I'm not, like, I'm just cheap. I don't like spending, yeah. I don't like spending $9.25 on a beer. I don't like spending, you know, $12 on a cheeseburger and not getting, like, fries with it off of a dollar menu. Like, that's where I come from. I'm a dollar menu kind of guy. I just spend $14 off the dollar menu and get stuff when I go to a fast food place. I'm cheap. I'm a cheap guy. And it's gotten to the point now during my adulthood stage where it costs, like, $24 to feed me. Like, I can't go out to restaurants anymore as frequently as I want to because I'm, like, I have the metabolism of a dummy. And it costs just way too much to feed me. And so I just can't, like, you know, a hamburger is good, but it's not going to fill me up. And there's, like, $14 in my pocket. So, yeah, you have to go to a game and you have to eat. And, like, my mom would always say that, like, come on, you got to eat. And I'm like, no, I don't want to do that. Like, that's $11 for a beer. I can't do that. Like, country concerts or whatever, like, I can't do that. You're going to have me spend $17 on a beer and I can't even catch a buzz? Like, maybe make some tweaks there in the handbook or the laws or something. But I gotta say, I'm not a big ballpark food fan, and I hope that doesn't, like, trigger you or anything.
No, it doesn't, and that's totally fine. I think, like, it's just different with different people. Like, I used to love the nachos, like the round tortilla chips, so you can just dip in the crappy cheese, and I'd be satisfied. And, oh, I should have mentioned pretzels. I love pretzels and cheese.
Damn, I know, same here. I'm just on
this. I love pretzels and cheese. So, but that's, like, sometimes you forget that they're there. And, you know, I'm the same way. Like, it's hard for me to really spend money. But if I'm going to go to a game, I'll treat myself. I don't mind doing that, you know. So it really just depends.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess if you give me a good, like, lemon chill or whatever, I'll cough up the $8 and, you know, I'll have it melt midway through the fifth inning. But whatever. Let's move on. Because now I'm hungry. I haven't eaten all day. This is stupid. And if I keep talking about food, then I'm going to lose my mind. So let's talk about social media statuses.
Okay,
remember, like, a decade ago, maybe even 15 years ago? No, couldn't have been 15 years ago. Remember when Facebook was, like, the site? Like, it was the thing? Like, that's how you met people. It was, like, Facebook. Like,
yeah.
Hey, she wrote on my wall, I'm in. And now it's just people screaming at Trump.
That was about 10 years ago. 10 years ago, you're right.
Years ago. And now it's like, well, I don't like the president, meh. But let's talk about social media statuses and updating statuses and relationships and stuff. Because here's the thing. I find myself saying this a lot, this certain phrase, and that's, ha, 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 what an idiot. And
right.
The reason I say that is because nowadays I see a lot of attractive girls dating guys who I don't think are attractive, and that triggers me. And nowadays, like, people my age are getting married, and that is scary. And that kind of rhymed. But I want to talk about this.
Okay.
Do you get as triggered as I do, like, when you see, you know, people getting married or people, you know, is it still acceptable to update your Facebook status, or is it still, like, relevant to do that, or is it just kind of like meh?
I think it's a little meh these days. For me in particular, like, if I had a boyfriend, it wouldn't be, like, on the top of my priority list. But it used to be. The last relationship I had was, like, 2 years ago, and I didn't even tell him. Like, I was just like, I'm going to update my relationship status. It's going to do it. We are together. That's what it is. But I kind of liked it because there wasn't, like, a whole discussion on it. I just did it, and it started this whole thing. People reacted, like, a weird way. But I get upset when I see somebody that just became single and all of a sudden they're listed as in a relationship. I'm like, how can you genuinely feel good about yourself knowing that you didn't even give yourself a chance to mourn the last relationship, hoe it up a little bit, and then, like, you know.
With me.
Enjoy yourself, you know. Like, that's. I guess I'm a different breed. Like, when I get out of a relationship, I need to be single for a very long time. It's how I've always been, if I do even get in a relationship. So, and when you're married and it's something serious, I think it's kind of important and all of that. But when it's just, like, a casual dating thing, I don't think it needs to be a thing. Like, I just hide my relationship status on my Facebook. It doesn't matter. Like, it says single, but I don't really think it's anybody's business about my personal life. Because most of the time, I don't really, my Facebook is usually rarely personal stuff. Unless it's like an Instagram picture pops up, but it's usually just me saying stupid things. But I think it's a little bit more lax these days. Like if somebody doesn't have that, you know. But at the same time, I think it's also important because I feel like people, you know, they want to see that to know, are they allowed to talk to you, or are they allowed to, you know, approach you kind of things. Not like that'll stop anybody, but, you know, it's kind of, you know, depends on how you feel. I feel like it's not a huge deal these days.
Remember when Facebook was starting up, or during your college days, when Facebook was at its peak, and if somebody broke up, like, the girl, like, her friends would be like, yeah, girl, like, you don't need it. And, like, the guys on the guys' post were like, yeah, dude, like, who needs it? And, relationships were, oh my gosh, it was so big back then. Like, now that I think about it, I didn't even think about
well,
it.
Well, now
but
people can't maintain relationships. So I don't think, I honestly think that I see them way more rare than I used to. I don't think that if they are in relationships, they don't update their status so much because, A, to me, I feel like it's embarrassing. Like, I don't want people to know that I'm in a relationship, not because I'm embarrassed by the person, but it's like, I don't want them knowing my personal life. I used to, like, want to, you know, put everything on display, but now I'm like, I don't want anybody to know anything about me. Like, actually, for my segment for why I'm single is exactly why, and I'll tell you about that later, but it's, you know, I just feel like it's so rare to have that. And, you know, me, I'm very much in the public eye, so I try to, like, at least hold something for me. And the guys that I do date are, for the most part, like, they keep to themselves, so I don't want them to feel uncomfortable. So that's kind of where my mentality is.
Damn. Yeah, I think that I'm the type of person who, when I, or if, I'm going to throw out the if, I'm not going to say when, but if I get a girlfriend, like, I'm going to be so happy to change my status. I'm going to be like, babe, like, we get to do this. Like, we get to change our Facebook statuses. Like, this is kind of a big deal. So maybe it's, like, one of those small yet kind of important things, but it is something else that you can do that you can be like, hey, like, we're so official. Like, our thing is on Facebook. Like, oh, man. Okay, yeah, that gets my heart kind of pumped up. Kind of like going back to the flashback era of Facebook. Like, we might have to talk about old school social media next week and, like, how things have changed, because obviously
I agree
they've changed.
I like that.
In a big way. But okay, I'm writing that down right now, and we are going to keep on the subject of romance, and then we're going to bring baseball back into it. We could both agree that being at the ballpark and the aesthetics of baseball are a lot better than dating, right?
Yes.
Hold on, I'm crying. I have a pain in my side because I'm laughing so hard. Okay, so I was doing my pre-podcast notes, and I was, like, trying to make a pros and cons list of, like, what I like about baseball and, like, how it stacks up to females. And the thing is, it's like, you know, you're in for the long haul. You know that for baseball, it's a 162-game season, and you know that if you're going to commit, like, you're there for the long haul. So, yeah, there are going to be times when, just as during a season in your relationship, you're going to have a bumpy time. It's going to get boring. But give me being at the ballpark, watching the sunset. I need the fresh cut of grass. I need the music to be blaring. I need to hear the mower guys doing the thing on the lawn pregame. I need the smell of, oh my gosh, being at a ballpark, the smell of, like, funnel cakes and stuff. So much better than freaking going out to eat with, you know, what's her face, Sally, who won't text me back. But I don't know, Jess. It's just that, like, the more I think about it, and you can attest to this because you're a baseball fan, and I think I've said this on one of the podcasts, that's like, I don't exactly, like, get up for baseball, like, aside from maybe opening day, just because it's such a long season. But we would go to the Diamondbacks game last year, and during a time, like, when they weren't exactly good, and I'm not exactly a fan, but being at the ballpark is in my top five favorite things. And it helps when you're in, like, a market like Arizona, where, you know, you can get tickets for $7 and stuff. But going to a game on, like, a Thursday night or a Friday night and just watching nine innings and just sitting there while everybody files out is, like, the most beautiful thing of all time. Like, it's my peace zone. Like, I love it. And it's so funny that we talk about baseball and romance, like, connecting, because I remember last year when I didn't have Tinder and I was, like, anti-Tinder, I was like, you know what, screw it. I'm going to get Tinder. And I told myself that the first date that I have is going to be at a Diamondbacks game. It never happened. I'm just kind of a side note. But at the same time, like, I don't know. I just need, because right now it's 116 degrees in Arizona. I just need, like, a July game with Chase Field's roof open and just, like, the sunset going down and just, like, the smell of French fries everywhere. I need it. Can you bring it to me?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I'm right there with you. I feel like I don't really go on, like, dates to baseball games, even though that's what people think that I love to do. It's like, that's why I don't tell a lot of people what I do for a living. Like, when I first meet a guy and I tell him I write for a baseball site, they're like, oh my God, so cool. And they just, like,
wait, say that again.
Oh my God, so cool.
Damn,
so it's like, then it turns into this whole thing where I'll hang out with them again and they exaggerate it. Like, there's nothing as great. And it's like when you're cheesy about it, you know, like I'm very romantic about baseball. I'm very Nicholas Sparks about it, but it's more because I know some of the guys that are playing, or I know their wives and what they've dealt with in the past. And I, you know, I've gotten to tell their stories and stuff like that. But I mean, it just makes me happy. Like, I'm more of like the minor league type of stuff, because you're closer, you can get a better feel for it, and there's not as many drunk, you know, a-holes running around and all of that. But I just feel that if you have to talk about it too much, it's you don't genuinely love the sport.
And if you
do talk about it a lot, you can just hear it in the voice, the person's voice, if they're
trying
genuinely in love with it. When you compare that to dating, it's difficult for me to separate the two, only because of what I do for a living, you know. And it's just people try too hard. And you know me, I'll watch baseball 24/7, but there's certain times where I'm like, if you say RBI to me, I'm seriously going to have a fit. And you know, and most of the time when I enjoy a baseball game, it's by myself. I'm like taking a bubble bath, watching the game by myself, right? Go to a bar by myself and watch it. Like, that's my kind of thing. So if I want to bring somebody into that, that's pretty huge. I've only been on one baseball day, and it was with the biggest piece of crap in the world. So I regret that. Yeah. But I honestly won't go on a date with somebody to a game, because A, I just like to sit and watch and kind of like that. So for me, it's really hard for me to differentiate the two, because I love baseball so much, and it's such a big part of my life. So when somebody tries to become a part of that, that's not casual to me. As lame as that sounds, I'm not going to share the love of my life with you, who is baseball, with just some random dude or some random chick. Like, that's just not,
hear me out on this, Jess. I think baseball games are a tough date, because similar to movies, like, I guess, well, okay. Maybe I shouldn't compare them to movies, but think about, like, a first date going to movies is so wrong, in my opinion, just because you can't talk to that person. But
right.
Even in baseball, like, there are going to be those dry moments. You could always talk, but you can't go to a baseball game and talk and not watch the game. Like, you got to be able to just be in somebody's presence. Like, a baseball game is, like, a good fourth date where you can be in each other's presence and not have to just talk about baseball or like have to hold a conversation. You just have to be there and like enjoy it.
Well, guys are scared to ask me on baseball dates.
Well, you know
they
what?
Really are.
You and I will go to one and we won't even say a word to each other. How does that sound?
I mean, how do you and I like literally never shut up? I doubt that would happen.
Okay, but it would be like fun.
It would be fun. It would be fun. I'm so down. That'd be fun.
Like, I'm a work husband. Baseball's kind of a work husband. Like,
true.
Why not just bring them all together and just have fun with it?
Baseball's my actual husband.
Damn.
But, okay.
You should get married to, like, a baseball bat and just be like, and just have, like, a baseball-themed wedding, because there ain't no way that, nah, I'm not even going to say it. Forget it. No.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, you were talking about, like, kind of comparing it to relationships. Baseball's never let me down.
Exactly.
I don't think it's ever let me down. Even when, like, my favorite team didn't make it to the World Series, I knew, like, that's fine. I'm really looking forward to spring training.
Exactly.
Like, it's, you know, literally the mentality I've had. I've never been upset towards baseball. I cried when Josh Donaldson was you know, went to the Rays or the Jays. But beyond that, it's never really let me down.
Yeah.
And then crying when I was on the phone with Vin Scully, I cried. That was kind of a...
I would have cried, too.
It was an emotional moment for me.
Yeah, so. Baseball just had... It's just aesthetically fantastic and can't be topped when we talk about it. And I'm going to just go
It's just pretty, though. Look how pretty the field is. Like, it's beautiful, the sun setting and, like, the cotton candy skies. Like, you can't make that crap up.
Yeah,
you know?
No, I totally agree, and especially with major sports. And I'm going to even throw college football up there. Not in that company, but it's up there in terms of the aura and the energy and whatnot. That's just that's a whole separate conversation because college football is more hype and, you know, all that garbage. But being at a baseball game, when you talk about the surroundings and the scenery and everything like that, football and NBA, it does not even come close, in my opinion. So there are definitely a correlation between the two. But like I said, and you said this too, like, I can't just, like, bring a girl there and just, you know, it's baseball's my,
it's special.
Sports are my thing.
It's special. Yeah, I get it. And I think that's cool because when you do meet someone and you invite them, that's pretty huge to me.
It has to be. It just, and you know what it is? It's a test. If I bring this group, that's how you know it's real. Am I wrong?
No, you're 100% correct. If it's not sports, then it's like something else that you're super into. It's no different.
True. Love that. So you pretty much are like Jimmy Fallon from Fever Pitch, right?
Okay, yeah.
That's you.
Yeah.
Okay. Just making sure. So you said about 7.5 minutes ago you're going to bring up why you're single, and we'll close off on that, Jess, because we're getting to the end of the show, and I want to hear about what this single life escapade is all about.
Okay, so this literally happened maybe an hour before the show started.
Oh,
I hadn't, like, thought about why I was single. It's just pissing me off. So I hate Snapchat. I seriously hate Snapchat. I like it because, like, it's, you know, it's quick, it's cute, but I've never come across more perverse men in my life, and they somehow find me on Snapchat. And it's my fault, you know, I'll post, like, hey, follow me when I'm covering this, whatever. Just today, somebody was like, who I literally haven't talked to in months, goes, hey, I really miss your sexy white girl butt or something like that. And I'm like, okay. So first of all, I haven't talked to you in months, maybe years. I can't remember. And the last couple of times I tried to hang out with you, I bailed on you. So I don't, you know, whatever. And then I blocked him. And then he messages me on Facebook and sends me a Bitmoji because that's how people freaking communicate these days. And he was like, I saw that you blocked me, and I'm really sorry for anything that I offended you with, and blah, blah. And I was like, you didn't offend me. You just freaking annoyed me, dude. And it's like, it's a redundant thing. And it's like, you know, I haven't talked to some people in forever, and they send me perverse crap like that. Or just, it's not even perverse. It's just, A, I'm a lady. I'm not ladylike, but I am a lady. And second of all, like, I have standards, and you're just ruining that for me. And, like, that's how 95% of the men are out there, and that sucks, especially in a town like this and a scenario that I'm in. So I'm just kind of sitting here like, no wonder I'm single. Like, there are no decent dudes out there, you know? So that's kind of where I'm at.
Feel you. Okay.
And it wasn't just him. He was like the cherry on top of the, like, crap I've been dealing with over the last, you know, several months.
That's pretty garbage. Yeah, it's kind of disgusting, kind of not smart on his part to then message you on Facebook and be like, oh, I'm sorry, like that. Nah, you're already out. You already tried to be weird. You're probably already out after that. Like, there's no social media messages to slide into that would ever save you. So big apologies to that guy. I hope he has a fantastic life. But Jess, I'm going to kind of piggyback off of that. So I was, was talking to a girl that was from my hometown, who I had matched with on Bumble, and we were talking over the weekend, and she was telling me about how she doesn't have Tinder because she was just too scarred from the opening message that she got from a guy in which he revealed his stuff to her. And then I was just thinking, like, maybe...
Revealed his stuff, his pee-pee?
Yes, his thing.
Okay.
Yeah, I appreciate you bringing that up just so we can clarify that. But yes, he sent that to her, and here I'm thinking... And I think the first thing I said to her was, damn, like, all the weird guys have to ruin it for all the good guys. So I feel like sometimes, and especially nowadays, girls just have a hard time trusting guys because there are just weird people out there. And I don't know. I just think that...
And that ruins it for the decent guys because I feel like they don't exist. And I could walk past an amazing man and have no idea.
Exactly.
You know?
So we're all just kind of ruining it for everyone. Everybody's ruining it for everyone. And it's kind of been the cycle, and everybody's out there breaking hearts and being weird, and that just ruins it for all the other people. And it's just kind of like a life cycle. And I don't know, you know, I just feel like once people look past that, they're going to find a 6'2" Greek/Polish person with tattoos and good lats that likes to cuddle and cook for them, and life will be all good, because I have Paige DeMakos currently searching for a soulmate for me, and it's going
to
be fantastic.
And she's perfect to do it. She's perfect to do it. She's got good taste.
Yeah, I'm looking at her right now. She's, you know, she's just, she looks like she's in the zone.
Will you tell her that I love her when I get off? Because I just really love her.
Yeah, I will. And I'm hoping I could say the same after she finds me my partner to be. So, if you could just
She's a hot boyfriend, too. She did good. She did real good.
I'm not going to comment on that because I haven't seen him, but I will.
I know it, and I've said it many times, so she's totally chill with it.
All I'm going to say is I'm going to scope this guy out, and I'll give you my feedback later, all right?
Okay.
All right, that's going to close it out, everyone. Moonshots, we're back, baby. We're back.
We are back. I'm glad I can continue doing this, too.
It's good. Yeah, I need you. I need you like peanut butter and needed jelly, babe. So that's going to, yeah, kind of need one. I haven't had a good PB&J in a long time. I don't know if you're the same way, but it just sounds good. Sorry. Okay.
I have them at least once a week, yeah.
Well, don't lie to me.
I do. I love them. But I only put it on one piece of bread because I'm super lazy. Oof. And I'm like, maybe I'm like cutting carbs.
Okay.
I don't know.
You know what? You gave me an idea. Weird things we do with our food. Set it up for next week.
Done.
Love it. All right, guys. Have a good week. And we will be back with Moonshots next week. Take care, everyone.